New research is providing a unique glimpse into how polar bears in Alaska cope on land when the sea ice retreats. Biologists tracked the movements of more than a dozen bears this fall on the North Slope. There was a lot of variation in how the bears appeared to fare during the second lowest Arctic ice extent on record. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist Eric Regeer is one of the few people on the planet who's actually weighed a polar bear. The job requires a tripod and a chain hoist. On the North Slope late this summer, Regeer also measured the length and girth of several bears and gathered other important samples.
We collect breath from the bear in a bag, which can help us determine what the bear has been eating. We collect hair from the bear, blood samples. We take fat samples, which can be used to look for contaminants.
The information will help scientists learn what happens to polar bears when shrinking sea ice forces them to spend more time on land. They prefer life out on the ice, where they have easy access to a meal packed with blubber.
Seals, sometimes you see them out there sitting on the ice, they look like big kind of a fat M&Ms. You know, they're a very, very energetically rich food source.
2007 was a record for sea ice loss in the Arctic, with 2008 a close second. The summer sea ice retreated far beyond the nutrient-rich waters of the continental shelf where seals live. Alaska's polar bears have had to choose between riding the sea ice too far north or staying on land. Regeer says, in general, they have a hard time finding enough food when they aren't on the ice.
There's just not enough energy on land in many parts of the Arctic to support significant populations of large carnivores or omnivores. So for polar bears to make it on land, they need to outcompete these animals that are very well adapted to that environment and that already exist there, and that's the grizzly bears.
The University of Wyoming is leading the current study. In August, Regeer and several colleagues captured 13 polar bears near Prudhoe Bay. After gathering samples, they outfitted the bears with satellite tracking tags. 2 months later, they were able to recapture six of the bears to find out how they were doing. Regeer says one female had lost 100 pounds, or nearly a quarter of her body weight.
And that bear, shortly after capture, headed straight north about 500 kilometers to the edge of the multi-year pack ice. And a lot of that trip was done by swimming. Some of it was done by riding on smaller ice floes. And so this is a bear that went about 500 kilometers to the north and then came almost all the way back down by October.
But not all the bears got thinner. Several bears the biologists followed moved east to Kaktovik, where scraps from the fall bowhead whale hunt provided plenty of calories.
This year there was between 30 and 40 at various times polar bears in proximity to the village of Kaktovik, presumably to take advantage of the remains of those whale carcasses. And so, indeed, some of the bears in this study did hang around those whale carcasses and apparently eat a lot of whale meat and fat over the summer.
Regeer says whale meat can't sustain enough polar bears to help the population long term, but it is likely to bring more bears in close contact with humans in the coming years. Regeer says there isn't any scientific evidence for an increase in polar bear traffic onshore yet in Alaska, but it does seem to be a trend in other parts of the Arctic.
We've seen in recent years that as the sea ice declines, you have more bears on land, those bears appear to be hungrier, and they're coming around human settlements more, presumably looking for food. So the potential for increased human-bear conflicts as the summer periods get longer in the Arctic is a conservation concern for polar bears.
Previous studies show that two-thirds of the world's polar bear population could be gone by the middle of this century. And Regeer says Alaska's bears are facing the most serious threat because the ice retreat here is expected to be the most dramatic.
And what we found is that in bad ice years with long summers and big ice retreats, survival is markedly lower for polar bears. Now, if you look at climate models and project out in the next 50 or 100 years, what the sea ice is likely to look like off the north coast of Alaska, you combine that with what we know, how we know the sea ice affects survival rates and reproductive rates, and the picture starts to look pretty grim.
The next phase of the current study will take place next summer. The biologists will be based on an icebreaker in the Arctic Ocean so they can research how the bears are coping in that environment. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.